Scientists in Washington State today quarantined two calves. The animals were offspring of the slaughtered cow the tests have confirmed had mad cow disease. While the investigation into the first U.S. case of the disease continues, beef industry experts and investors are watching American consumers closely. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
At a Washington, D.C. area mall today, the line at McDonald's stretched for yards. Johnny Rocket's diner had half a dozen beef patties frying on the grill. And at Taco Bell, teenager Alex Butler ordered two soft tacos, complete with ground beef.
I mean, I just don't think it's that big of a deal. I'll take my chances.
At Grand Central Station's more upscale food court in New York, Dana Haberman said the domestic case of mad cow disease had made her renounce Taco Bell.
I usually go to Taco Bell after yoga. I didn't go. I just can't take a chance.
I don't trust that they have really kept tabs on our food supply is what is really scaring me.
Billy Joe Sanders of White Plains, New York, said there's no way she's giving up red meat, and she has a fallback plan.
We pray for everything that we eat anyway, so we believe God will bless it.
Stocks today reflected that consumer confidence. Shares of McDonald's, Outback Steakhouse, and other restaurant chains went up slightly. Some analysts think the steep drop on Wednesday was an overreaction to a single case of BSE. But cattle prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange continued to sink. Ford Runge directs the Center for International Food and Agricultural Policy at the University of Minnesota. He says he wouldn't be surprised if Americans actually started eating more beef. More than two dozen other countries have banned American beef imports. That means domestic prices for U.S. beef have gone down.
And lower prices of beef will certainly stimulate demand.
A similar chain of events took place when Canada discovered a case of mad cow disease. Runge says Canadians' reaction was one of national loyalty.
To continue to consume Canadian beef to support recognition of the idea that it was safe. And I think that the reaction was aided by the fact that the price of beef in Canada fell due to the closure of the opportunity to export to the U.S.
Exports are crucial to Canada. More than a third of Canadian beef leaves the country every year. In America, where only 10% of the beef gets exported, the domestic market takes on much more importance. Chandler Keyes, Vice President for Government Affairs at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, reflected those values in a media briefing earlier this week.
Our two biggest priorities right now are assuring the American consumer, our biggest marketplace, that the beef is safe that they're eating, and secondly, that we need to go our second largest marketplace, which is our export markets, and assure them our beef is safe.
Restaurateurs are issuing similar assurances. Faribor Zrushi is the general manager of Cité Restaurant in Chicago. He says Cité makes almost half its profits off of steaks.
On any given day, I probably go through at least 50 to 70 pounds of filet mignon, and for the house we don't use that much, but New York steak we definitely go through at least close to 30 to 40 pounds today, easily.
He doesn't expect beef consumption at his restaurant to drop at all. He says people have been eating steak at Cité for over 30 years, and he doesn't expect one case of mad cow to change that.
You know, we easily can tell them that we have taken every precaution to make sure that our products are safe and coming from a reputable sources that not to worry about.
It's hard to judge the impact of the mad cow case coming right out of the holiday. Christmas may have served as a sort of cushion, letting people come to terms with the news. Behind the counter of a classic New York deli, a server named Justin says he's of two minds on the subject.
It's a sad thing that's happened in America with that, but me as a citizen, as an American, I love the beef. I love my burger. Kick that mad cow out of this damn country. I was a little hesitant, but I'm all I can be. Beef.
The American beef industry is hoping the disease remains confined to one cow and that the rest of the U.S. takes its cue from Justin. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.